In the beginning of Parshas Matos, the Torah tells us there's an institution of neder and an institution of shvua. A person can take a neder that the potato chip should be asa b'achila. He can take the shvua, he's not going to eat the potato chips. What's the difference whether it's a neder or a shvua? So the first Gemara on the first Mishnah in the Dorim explains that a neder is an isa cheftze and the shvua is an isa gavra. How about Tzlochem?
Thank you.
Neder is an Issa Cheft, Shavua is an Issa Gavra. And because of the fact that one is Issa Cheft, one is Issa Gavra, we have many Nafkaminas Ledina between Neder and Shavua. One of the several Nafkaminas Lahaloche appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi on the Dorim, quoted by the Ran. When you learn the Dorim, you don't, the Rashi is not Rashi. Beis Yosef said the Rashi on the side is not Rashi, and the Tosfos is printed on the bottom of the page. Just read the Ran. You don't have to read the Gemara. Just read the Ran. The Ran quotes the Gemara and the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ran took over the whole Masechta. So the Ran on the Dorim and Daf Yud Ches quotes this from the Talmud Yerushalmi. We usually have a rule: Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. If something is already Oser, a second Iser cannot be Chal on top of the first Iser, unless the second Iser is much more inclusive than the first Iser. So then it's like Iser Chalal Heter. So the Rishalmi has the following din. If you took a Shvua, I will not eat the bananas. Bananas are not so fattening. Let's say, took a Shvua, I'm not going to eat the ice cream. Ice cream is on time. He says, take a Shvua, I will not eat the ice cream, because he has to lose some weight. And then he takes a second Shvua, I will not eat the ice cream. So ain't Shvua Chalal Shvua. If he takes a neder, the ice cream should be asa b'achila to me. Then he says again, the ice cream should be asa b'achila. Ein neder chal al neder, because the second neder doesn't add anything. Ein shvua chal al shvua, ein neder chal al neder. But what if he first takes a shvua? I take a shvua, I will not eat the ice cream. And then he takes a neder, the ice cream should be asa b'achila alai. So because the shvua only has an isa gavra, and the neder has an isa chepze, so neder is chal on top of a shvua, because a new dimension is added that wasn't there before. You're adding an isa cheftz on top of an isa gavra. But if it would be the reverse, first he took a neder, the ice cream on the table should be osa b'achila. Then he takes a shvua, I will not eat the ice cream. So there's no added dimension in the shvua over the neder. Because when we say neder is an isa cheftz, it means in addition to being an Issa Gavra, it's also an Issa Chepze. Doesn't mean it's only an Issa Chepze. What I mean, it's also to me. I say, the ice cream should be also b'achila to me. I didn't answer it. There's a kind of kloli, when I answer the ice cream on everybody, then there's a kind of prati. I answer the ice cream on myself. So if I say the ice cream should be also b'achila to me, so that's an Issa Gavra, I'm not like it, and an Issa Chepze. I said, I worded it in such a way, and then there is an Issa Chepze if I worded it properly. Then I take a shvua, I will not eat the ice cream. The first time when I made the neder, it had both an Issa Chepze and an Issa Gavra, so the shvua is not chalal. A neder, no added dimension, no added element of Iser is introduced when you take a shvua on top of a neder. So in Yerideya, the Mechaber quotes a machlekes harishonim from the Tshuvas HaRashba. What if you have ham? Ham is an Issa Torah, Macholas Asur, Basa Becholov. And the person takes a neder, the Chazer should be Osa Bachilo Alai. Do you say that Isurei Torah are only Isurei Gavra? So when you take a neder, you're adding an added dimension. It has an Issa Cheftza now. Before, the Chazer or the Basa Becholov only had an Issa Gavra. And now it has an added dimension of Issa Cheftza. So just like neder is Chal al Ashvua, so neder will be chal on Isurei Torah. Or should we assume all Isurei Torah are Isurei Chepze? So neder on top of Macholas Asuras is like a neder on a neder. No added dimension of Isur is introduced when you take a neder on Macholas Asuras. So that's the Rashba and the Tshuva has this Machlokes HaRishonim. There's a Gemara that talks about it. Machlokes how to read the Gemara. Machlokes HaRishonim how to read the Gemara. So this in Yerideya, this is a Machlokes HaRishonim. Shaila had a pasuk. So the Ragachover was a super genius. So the Ragachover had all kinds of original interpretations. So we are, believe it or not, we are in the middle of Baba Kama. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Where are we? No, wrong place. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The din is that a short time pays Chatzi Nezik Migufo. What does it mean, Migufo? So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is Yuchel Tashor the Nizik. When my short time is mazik your behema, does any hezik, you become a shutef in ownership of my short. Whatever the hezik is, if the hezik was $1,000, I have to pay chatzin hezik $500. So if my behema is worth up until $500, you own the whole behema. If the behema is worth more than $500, you own $500 worth of the behema, and the rest of the behema belongs to me. The Torah declares that you own a shutfis. In Yuchlat Hashor the Nizik, the ownership of the Shor automatically switches over to the Nizik. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a din in the Gavra. Yusham Hashor. Chatzin Nizik Migufa, the concept Migufa means there's a maximum. If the Shor HaMazik isn't worth that much money, so I don't have to pay Min Ali, I don't have to pay from my pocket. He can only collect to the extent of the value of the Shor HaMazik. So the Ragachover takes this Machlokes of Kiv Rabbi Shmuel. He said, this is the Machlokes, whether all Dine HaTorah can affect a change in Metzias. Rabbi Kiva holds, Yuchlat HaShor, when the Torah has Dinim, just like Macholos Asuras is an Isa Nechepze. Torah declares that it's Asur, so the thing has, let's say, the Mesillas Yesharim is a beautiful Sefer. So he writes, you should be careful not to violate any averis, and even if you have a suffix whether something is treif, would you eat some food if there's a suffix if it has poison? If you eat poison b'shoigeg or b'misasek, you're going to die. You're going to get sick. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you weren't aware. So if you hold that isuri Torah or isuri cheptze means that it has a negative, if a non-Jew eats the macholos asuris, there won't be any explosion. Nothing terrible will happen. But if the different chemicals, if you mix different chemicals together, there'll be an explosion. And sometimes there won't be an explosion. It depends which chemicals you're mixing. So the Jewish soul of a Jewish person that eats macholos asuris, if it's an isa chepze, even if you eat it b'shegeg, even if you eat it, you made a mistake, you didn't realize what it was, it's going to have a negative effect on you. So whenever there's any suffix, maybe something is treif, you got to make sure you don't eat it. It's an Isser Chepze. The Chepze contains prop elements of Isser that are detrimental to the soul of the Jewish person. You have to be careful. So that's the way the Mesillas Yesharim presents it. That's if you hold that all Isser Torah are Isser Chepze. And others say, no, it's not Isser Chepze, it's an Isser Gab. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Chazer if you didn't know that it's Chazer. So it will not have a negative effect on you. It's an Isser Gavra. In fact, there's a Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Vayikra. So the Torah says, if a person violates an aver b'shoigig, he has to bring a korban chatos in order to get a kapara. So the halacha, the Torah Shebaal Peh says, what aver did he violate b'shoigig? He cheated in business b'shoigig. He spoke lashon hara b'shoigig. What aver did he do? So our tradition has it only if we have a gzeirah shava, only if he violated an aver sheyesh b'kores. B'shoigig. But if he ate chazer b'shoigig, he ate basa b'chola b'shoigig, he doesn't have to bring a chatos. So the Ramban al HaTorah sounds like he says, any other aver b'shoigig, you don't even have to do tshuva. It's not considered an aver. He writes as if it's only an isa gavra, and you're only a violation of an aver if you realize that you're doing something wrong. But if he's totally misasek, he didn't realize that he's doing an aver, and it's not no chorus. If the thing is an Issa Chorus, then even if you violate the Aver B'shoigeg, it's also considered an Aver. So the Ramban sounds a little bit as if he's saying that Isurei Chorus is an Issa Chepze. So even if you did it B'shoigeg, B'misasek, it has a negative effect on your soul, on your neshama. So you need a kapara in order to purify your soul, in order to restore the purity of the soul to its original state. Shomer Shalasat to be Tohira, he went. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted the soul in our bodies, then the soul was Tohar. And I messed it up by doing Averis. So even if I did the Aver B'shoigik, if it's an Aver Sheish B'Koreis, so then it'll have a negative effect. But if it's an Aver Sheish B'Koreis and you did it B'shoigik, you don't even have to do any tshuva. There's no Aver.
Everything
this Ramban specifically and regarding the question of Yisur Gavra and Yisur Chetzer should happen after Mina Legade, should this be shown in the Yom Kippur Bracha and Achol HaTzatzurus? So maybe it would be different whether it's Yisur Chetzer or Yisur Gavra. I don't think so. I don't think it makes a difference. That's a different shayla. Whether they say Bracha or not, it's a different shayla. I don't think it's connected. So we must have discussed it. The Rambam writes in one place in Hilchas Tumas Meis that Safik Tuma B'shus Hayachet Sveika Tomei. So the Rambam writes that whole din is only Midirabonim. And he says all the Sveikas are only Safik Daraisa Luchumra. That rule itself is only Midirabonim. Menatera Safik Daraisa is really Lekula. So apparently the Rambam thinks that all the Averis in the Torah are only Yisuri Gavra. And you're only a violation of an Avera if you know that you're doing something wrong. But if you did an Avera B'shegeg, it's not called an Avera. The Rambam holds the Pashtets that's in the Rambam, even Chabi Krisis, that's a Pashtet. The Rambam says, a Suffolk in Arayas and a Suffolk in Hilchah Shabbos is Menator Lohokel, it's only a Lechumer Midirabon. Suffolk the Arayas Lechumer is only Midirabon. So that's a Pella. How can that be? We have printed in the Rambam in brackets that the Rambam comes to answer Akasha. How can you say Safek Daraisa Luchumer is only Midirabbanon if there's an institution of Oshem Toloi? If a person is Mesupik, whether he violated an Aver Sheish Bukhares, so if he would have ascertained that he did the he ate Chayla Vedam. If he would ascertain that he ate Chayla Vedam, so we'd have to bring Achatas. So if he's Mesupik, if he ate Chayla Vedam, he has to bring an Oshem Toloi. But if the Rama holds as Buta Lachatchila, Sofik Deraisa Lekula Mederaisa, so what does he have to bring an Oshem Toloi B'dievet if he ate it by mistake? He's allowed to eat it Lachatchila. Why is there an institution of Oshem Toloi? That's a Pella. So the way we have printed in the Rambam, the Kesa Mishnah writes over there in that Rambam, that Yesh Svarim, there are some Kisveyad, where they have this line added, that the Rambam says, when do I say that Safik Deraisa Lekula Mederaisa, it's only Lechumim Mederabon, and that's by Chavi Lavin. But by Chavi Krisis, the Rambam agrees that Safik Deraisa Lechumim Mederaisa, because otherwise you don't understand the whole institution of Hashem Toloi. But the Rambam gives examples. Sofik Daraisa Lechumre in Hilchas Shabbos, and he has an Arayas. So Shabbos is Karis and Arayas is Karis. So how can the Rambam say that it's only Lechumre Midirabbanan and Ataritz Lekula? Sofik Daraisa Lekula is only Nisa Gavra, but Shabbos and Arayas you have Karis. So the Kesa Mishnah says when the Rambam says Shabbos, he means Tchumen. It's like a shtickle or joke. Shabbos usually means Lamates Malach. No, it goes on Truman, where there's no chorus. And when he says Arayas, it goes Grusha Lekoin. But if it be really Arayas, usually you don't call Grusha Lekoin. It's called Chavi Lavin. You don't call it Arayas. A big Derechik Pshat. So the Pashtus is that the Kes Mishnah is not correct. And that added line that's printed in the text of the Rambam in brackets, Pashtus says that that's not really from the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shabbos and Arayas is Sveka Daraisa Lekula, Midaraisa Onla Lechumim Midarabbanan. The Kasha from Hashem Toloi, so the Prima Godim quotes the standard Achrayim say, there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, Yeshem La Mikro or Yeshem La Masoris. Whenever there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv, every so often there's a Kri and the Ksiv. So what do you do when there's a Kri and the Ksiv? What is Kri and Ksiv all about? So there's a Radak in one place, he says, that when the Anshei Knes HaGdala were putting together the Nevi'im Uksuvim, they didn't put together the Chamish Uchum Shetar. Moshe Rabbeinu put that together. Mipi Ashchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated everything in the Chumash. So the Radak happens to be talking about Nevi'im Uksuvim. So he says, Nevi'im Uksuvim, what's a Kriya Ksiv all about? The Anshei Knes HaGdala had two girsis, and they didn't know which is correct, so they decided to preserve both. So they decided they're going to use misafik. One is going to be the ksiv, one is going to be the kri. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. So he said that it's apikursis. How can you say such a thing? It's interesting. What would you guess their radak did for a living? He was a malamed for children. He taught Gemara. He didn't teach Tanakh. He taught Gemara to little children. So this is a very strange radak. The radak is talking about the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He's not talking about the Chamishu Chumshei Torah. He's talking about Nevi'im Uksuvim. But it's still Rav Soloveitchik were very upset because the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Ches says that Kriya Ksiv is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Pasha Pshat Kriya Ksiv Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai goes on the Chumash, doesn't go on the Nevi'im Uksuvim. So maybe on the Chumash the Radak agrees, maybe just talking about the Nevi'im Uksuvim. But the Pashtus is that just like in Chumash, there's an institution of Kriya Ksiv that's been Hashamayim. The Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to have a Kriya Ksiv over here. So to Anavim Ksuvin is an institution of Kriya Ksiv, not because of a Sufik in the Girsois. They both are correct. And there's a reason why you have a Kriya Ksiv. Each one plays a role. But what do you do if there's a conflict that the Tanoim have a Machleg? What do you do if there's a conflict, Halacha Lamaisa, between the Ksiv and the Kri? How do you pass on Halacha? So that's a famous dispute in Tanoim, whether you say Yeshem La Mikro or Yeshem La Masoris. Do we follow the Mikro, the Kri? Do we follow the Ksiv, the Masoretic text, Yeshem Lamasoris? Whenever there's a way to develop the din, to formulate the din, incorporating both the Kri and the Ksiv, so Tosfos says, so do that, everybody will agree. We have examples of that. It says, I was just learning with the group of boys, they were learning Ela Metzias. So the Gemara says, Kiyutan Mayim Al Zera, Zeru Ashe Yizareya, if you pour water, let's say you have an apple, that you plucked off from the tree. So the apple, the four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, or the mekelim ochlim amashkim. So ochlim are only mekabel tuma if it's rinsed off, that one of the zayin mashkim. If it was never washed off, your mother says don't eat the apple without washing it off first. So that's what it means. Kozman, you didn't wash it off, it's not called ochel. After you wash it off, now it's called ochel. Even though one of the zayin mashkim is dam, so your mother would say, don't eat it when it's washed off with the dam. If it came in contact with dam, don't eat it. So that's loy plug de rice. These are the zayin mashkim. And we say, when it wasn't washed off with the mashkim, it's not edible. If it's mashkof, washed off with the mashkim, then it's a cleaner oichel, and then it's rei lachila. So it's going to be makabel tum. So the pasuk says, ki yutan mai malzera. So there's a kriya and a ksiv. Yutan should have been spelled Yud Vav Tav Nun, but it's spelled Yud Tav Nun, Yitain. So Gemara says, so the Ksiv is Yitain and the Kri is Yutan. So Gemara says, we established the din based on combining together both the Kri and the Ksiv. Yutan Dumir the Yitain. Let's say, if it rains, I have bushels of apples outside, and it rains, and I'm very happy that it's raining. Now they're going to get cleaned off. So it's raining by itself, I didn't pour the water. It's not yitain, it's yutan, but it's nichalei. Just like yitain is nichalei, so to yutan, dumya de yitain has to be nichalei. So whenever it's possible to establish the din based on combining together the kri and the ksiv, you do so. When there's no way to combine the two, to formulate the din by combining together the kri and the ksiv, then you have a machlokes hatanai, where they say yeshem la mikra, yeshem la maseres. Take for example, yesterday was Shavuos. So on Sholos Regalim, there's a din, Sholos Parmashana, Yeroya calls Zuchurcha as Pnei Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara has a drasha, the Gemara treats the word Yud Resh Aleph Hei Yeroya as if it were a Kri and a Ksiv. Yireh Yeroya. That's a Pella. Why is that a Kri and a Ksiv? That's the correct spelling for the word Yireh. The same spelling for Yeroya. So there is no conflict between the Kri and a Ksiv. We don't fully understand why the Gemara relates that pasuk to the topic. But that's when the Gemara says, Yireh Yeroyah, we treat it as if it were a Kri and a Ksiv. The four letters, Yud, Resh, Aleph, Hey, could have been spelled, could have been pronounced, Yireh. But the Masorah, the tradition has it, not a good idea to use the word Masorah here. Masorah means we follow Masoretic text, the Ksiv. But the tradition has it, Allah HaMashem Sinai tells us, the way to pronounce the word is Yeroyah. You don't pronounce it Yireh. But the spelling of the word, the spelling of the word could have been read Yireh. So the Gemara darshans the Kri and the Ksiv together, Yireh Yeroah, Kedarch Shabbaliris, Kach Baliris. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom looks at us with his both of his eyes, whatever that means, so too we should come to see the Shekhinah with both of our eyes. So one Tana says on the first Amud in Gemara Chagiga that Tzuma Bein Achas is Potem and Ariyah because of this Hekesh. Yiri Yiroi, you establish a din based on the combination of the Kriya and the Ksiv together. Other Tanoim disagree, they hold the Tzuma Bein Achas is Chayiv and Riyah. The first Mishnah says Hakol Chayiv and Beriyah. Hakol Chayiv means you marbe. The Mishnah was written similar, like called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. The Tanoim wrote Brises and Rabbi Yoranasi edited in the Mishnayis. It should be written in such a way, like you can darshan psukim, so you can darshan also from the Mishnayis. So the Gemara has a whole series, the first daf in Erechin, Hakol Marichan, Hakol Nerochim. Why does it say Hakol Chayovim Beriyah? So one opinion, Hakol Chayovim, even a Summa Bein Achas, that they don't accept this opinion. Maybe you don't accept this Tana, Bishtei Einov, because there is no Kriya Ksiv over here. The Ksiv and the Kriya are the same thing. There's only one correct pronunciation. Other cases, you have a Ksiv and a Kriya. Yutan, Dum Yedayitan, okay. That's a Kriya Ksiv. But Yirei Yeroi, maybe the reason why they disagree, because they don't consider this a Kriya Ksiv. So the Primogodin quotes from the earlier Achrayim by Asham Oshem Tolui. By Oshem Tolui, the Pasuk says, if a person by mistake violated Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Siasena V'Yoshema, he violated one of the Averis, so it's Achas Mikol Mitzvois Hashem. So Mitzvois is spelled Mem Tzadik Vav Tov. In modern Hebrew, probably they would spell it in the newspapers, they would spell it Mem Tzadik Vav Vav Tov. That's not really like Aharon, they'll spell Aleph Hei Resh Vav Nun. In modern Hebrew, they write everything Mole because they don't have Nekudas. But strictly speaking, the correct way to write mitzvahs is Mem Tzadik Vav Tav with one Vav. But still, the Gemara considers it like a Kriya Niksiv. And there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you should follow the Ksiv or follow the Kriya. So we treat it as if there's the conflict between the Kriya and the Ksiv. The Ksiv is mitzvahs, and the Kriya is mitzvahs. So if you say Achas Mikol Mitzvois Hashem, then the Gemara says according to that Tana that you follow the Kri Yeshem Lamikin, you follow the Kri Achas Mikol Mitzvois Hashem, so you only Chayv and Hashem Tol if you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. Means I know that in the restaurant by mistake one of the steaks they forgot to cut out the chela from. All the others they did cut out the chela, one of them they forgot. And I ate one of the steaks in the restaurant. I don't know if I was the lucky winner and I ate the trefa steak that has the chalev in it and I violated an isakoris b'shoigig. Or maybe someone else ate that steak. So that's called ikva isura. Ikva isura means there's a sofik, the din is sofik deraisa, l'chum is sofik derabona l'kula. Sofik derabona l'kula. So what if you have a taruvis of isa v'heta chad b'chad? You have one chatich of isa, one chatich of heter, so you can't say batal b'roiv. It's chad b'chad. But what if it's an isa de rabbanon? So if you have a taruv, it's chad b'chad, can you be mekel? You say sveka de rabbanon l'kula. Eat whichever one you want, sveka de rabbanon l'kula. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, there is such a discussion in the Zagos Oshri that the Shach quotes in Simen Kuf Tes, I think it is. The Hagos Oshri quotes a Balates as it says, if you have a taruv, it's chad b'chad. If it's an isa de rabbanon, then you say sofik de rabbanon l'kula. But we don't accept that opinion. Why? If you have a taruv, it's chad b'chad, that's ikva yisura. I know for sure there's a trefa thing here. I just don't know if it's this chaticha, that chaticha. Ikva yisura is a different kind of chal of Hashem sofik, that you don't say sofik de rabbanon l'kula. So the same thing, the Rambam's opinion, that you say sofik de raisa l'kula me de raisa, it's only l'chum me de rabbanon. That's if you have a sofik, if the thing is treif or not. But if I know for sure there is a treif, a piece of meat floating around in the restaurant, I just don't know whether the piece of meat that I ate had chelev or that had shuman, that's ikva yisura. So there the Rambam agrees that that's sofik deraisa l'chumra. So that's what the Prima Godim says. He quotes, I think, the Minchas Kohen before him, way before him, also Sfardish Achran. So the Prima Godim was an Ashkenazi, but the Minchas Kohen was a Sfardi. So he says, if you hold like the Rambam is only able to maintain his position that Sveika Daraisa Luchumer is only Midirabbanon Lishitaso, because he paskins that Yoni Chayevach Oshim Toloi if you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. So that's a different Chaloshem Sofik, that's a Sofik of Ikve Yisura. If the din would have been like the other opinion that Yeshem Lamasores, you follow the Ksiv, and the Ksiv is Mitzvahs, and you don't need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. Even if there's only one chaticha, you're mesupik, whether it's kosher treif, or si yichai v'ashem talui. So then the jig is up. Then you can't hold like this Rambam. That sofik deraisa l'chumer is only b'derabbanan. You see from the whole institution of ashem talui, that sofik deraisa l'chumer is minatar. But the Rambam l'shitasa is able to maintain such a position. The Rambam l'shitasa holds yeshem la'mikra, achas mikol mitzvois Hashem, the kri is mitzvois, and mitzvois means you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. You only chai b'ashem toloi if it's a chaloshem sofik of ikva isura. So whenever you have ikva isura, then the Rambam will agree that sofik deraisa luchumer mideraisa. But if a normal case where you have a sofik deraisa, the Rambam holds sofik deraisa luchumer is only mideraban. So that's why it's not difficult when the Rambam writes, even by arais and even by Shabbos. Arais means with kores, and Shabbos means with kores. It doesn't mean Arai is Grusha Lekoyin and Shabbos, it means Truman. That's a difficult to kimte. How can the Kes Mishnah say that? The Pashta says that the Rambam holds even by Yisuri Koreis, it's also only an Issa Gavra, it's not an Issa Cheftze. And Sofik Deraisa would be Lekula Mederaisa, only Lechumer Mederabonon. And the only case where you say Sofik Deraisa, Lechumer Mederaisa, is by Yikve Yisura. If you have Chaticha Achaz Mishtei Chatichas, that'll be. So again, just to review, Mechaber has in Hilchas Nedarim, the rule is that a neder is chal on top of a shvua, but a shvua is not chal on top of a neder. A neder is chal on top of a shvua, and it's not, you don't say the neder is not chal on enisa chal alisa. The neder adds a new element of isa that wasn't there before. The shvua only had an isa gavra, and the neder adds an element of isa chepze. So that's Issa Chalal Heter. Before it only had an Issa Gavra, it didn't have an Issa Chepze. But if you're going to have a Shvua on top of a Neder, nothing is added. The Neder was an Issa Chepze in addition to being an Issa Gavra. That's what Deran explains in the Yerushalmi. So Shvua on top of a Neder is not adding anything. So the Mechaber, as the Machloikas, are Rishonim from the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that where the Neder is Chal on Issuri Torah, on Macholas Asuras. Do you say all Macholas Asuras are Isuri Chepze? So a neder can't be chal on top of it. It's not adding any new dimension that wasn't there before. The Macholas Asuras already had both an Isur Chepze and an Isur Gavra. Or should I say no, that all Isuri Torah are only Isuri Gavra, and the neder adds an element of Isur Chepze. Neder is an Isur Chepze, so a neder would be chal on Macholas Asuras. So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. And in the Rambam, there's room to say that the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra seems to hold that Isurei Koreis are Isurei Chefze. So if you do the Aver B'Shoigeg, it'll have a negative effect against your neshama. So that you need a kapora to cleanse the neshama. But it was only Isurei Lavin from the Ramban. It sounds like you don't even have to do tshuva. There's no Aver at all. It's only an Issa Gavra. If he's morated, if he rebels, knowing, if he has knowledge that he's doing something wrong. But if he doesn't even know that he's doing anything wrong, then by the Chayav Lavin, it's not called an Aver at all. So the Ramban seems to hold this compromise shita, chelik between Chayav Krisis and Isa Esei. The Kes Mishneh quotes that Gira said that he had in the Ramam, in the Ksav Yad and the Ramam, that the Ramam also makes the chelik like the Ramban. But the Pashtus is that the Ramam didn't mean that. That's the Ramban al Torah seems to hold like that. Used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. He died quite a few years ago. So his father was the Rav in Petach Tikva, Rabbi Reuven Katz. And he put out a sefer, Degel Reuven. And Lord, he put it even on for his drushes. He has drushes called Dudoy Reuven. But his sefer on the Gemara is called Degel Reuven. And his son, Rabbi Katz, said, his father's sefer is accepted like the Tzoyz. Okay, almost. It's nice. Keep it up. He speaks about his father's sefer. Ungenommen wie die Zeus, and accepted on the Mashiach. So he has this whole essay. about the Ramban Achumish, but the Rambam, he has the whole discussion. Yeah. So that's what the Ragatrava has this. He thinks that the fundamental machlokes of Rekivi Rabbi Shemuel, whether Yushim Asher, Yuchlot Asher, is whether Dine HaTorah changed the Metzias and makes a change, or no, it's just Dine Manigavra. And he has a Lishitosoi that it says in Vadabel Kimas Kol Adram Ha'elo Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What does the word leimor mean? So the Gemara says, "Vadabar Hashem Moshe leimor." So we usually assume, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Leimor" means in modern Hebrew we wouldn't put leimor; we would put colon and a quotation mark. Leimor means quote. So the Gemara in Yuman, the first parak says, "No, leimor means leimor Yisrael." Each time the Rebbe Shalom told the din to Moshe Rabbeinu, tzitzis and tefillin, Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha, he told them, tell it over to the Jewish people. And whenever he didn't tell them, leimo li Yisrael, so it's understood that it's bebal toimar. So the Gemara learns out from this word in the pasuk leimar, that if someone tells you some information, he's thinking about divorcing his wife, or he's thinking about resigning, he's thinking about moving to China, whatever. So you're supposed to keep it a secret unless he explicitly gives you authorization to tell it to the public. Because the Rebbe Shlomo, when he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to tell it off, he said, Leimor. But Rebbe Shlomo Moshe Leimor, Leimor li Yisrael. But if the Rebbe Shlomo didn't tell him Leimor, he wouldn't be allowed to reveal it. Everything is assumed to be a secret. You have to keep it in confidence. So what does it say by Maimon Hasina? By Dabar L'Kim was called Dvarim Ha'ela Leimor. The Rebbe Shlomo is talking to Bnei Yisrael. So what does the word Leimor mean? It doesn't fit in there. So the Mechilta says on Leimor that Rashi and Chumash quotes it. Leimor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He wanted Bnei Yisrael to respond at the end of each one of the Dibros. So when he said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, they said Hen. Yes. They said, "Hen, yes, we will." Then when the Baruch Shalom said, "Lo sirtzoch, lo sinof, lo signo, l'sana bereche et shoker," so there's a machlokes in the Mechilta between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the same two names that appear here on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. What did they say when the Baruch Shalom proclaimed in the Aseres HaDibros the Lavim? Did they say "lo" or did they say "hen"? So what exactly is the machlokes Satanaim? What's the difference whether they said "hen" or "lo"? So Rav Soloveitchik has a whole drasha that was published. There was a fellow, David Schreiber, Baruch David Schreiber. He lives in Lawrence. He learned in Torah Vadas, but he enjoyed Rav Soloveitchik's shirim, so he wrote over, he's a lawyer, so he had his secretary, the drashas of Rav Soloveitchik were in Yiddish. So he had them transcribed, they written over in English, and he published, I think, 16 or 17 volumes. The first 16 are soft cover, and the 17th is a hardcover volume. And he has many drushes from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole drush on this. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether the Jewish people were expected to respond hen or lav after the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Lo yaluch aleim acher malpanai, lo sirtzach, listen if they say hen or lav. So the Ragatrava thinks that this is the machlokes, whether the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Lushitosam over here, but the Yuchlat Ashor, Yushim Ashor, the Rabbi Kiva holds all Dini HaTorah changed the Metzias, just like Isiri Torah, Isiri Chepze, so to Migufa is a Din Yuchlat Ashor. The ownership switches over automatically to the Nizik, and the Nizik is a Shutef in the Shor, Shutef in Ninu. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, all the Dina Torah are Yisuri Gav, but nothing is Yisra Chefetz. So he thought that this was the issue. If they said hen on a Lois essay, so hen means, yes, there is such an Yisra Chefetz. If you say la, means that they're not going to do it. We're not going to do that. They're accepting an Yisra Gav. But if they say hen, they're implying that it has an Yisra Chefetz. This is a very, very wild pshat. Very wild pshat. Such a fundamental machlek. We know it's a machlek of Rishonim. So the Ragatrava always has very original, wild interpretations. Someone once introduced Rav Soloveitchik at, I think it was a rabbinic alumni conference or Mizrahi conference or something. So they quoted something that he once said in the name of the Ragatrava. So Rav Soloveitchik got up and he says, before I get to speak, I want you to know I never said that in the name of the Rogatchover. He said, maybe I said the name of Rav Meir Simcha, but he says in his family, don't ask me the reason. He said, the tradition is they never say over anything for the Rogatchover. Because the Rogatchover Abchaim used to learn as young children, both learned by the Beis Halevi. And then they parted ways, and each one had a totally different style of learning. A lot of times the Rogatchover has exactly the same as Rav Chaim, but a lot of times so different, very, very different. So he says, in his family, they never say over anything in the name of the Rogatchover. Okay. So that's the pshat that you probably should not say. Ad kan, what you should not say. Yeah?
If we say like the Ramban, that an Isser Karius is an Isser Chefza, how do we explain the institution of Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur, if we say that the Bezin brings it? So why wouldn't the Yechid and Bechayev, because they're Neshama needs a Kapar, because it's an Isser Chefza?
No, so the Bezin brings on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So everybody, the Korban is often on behalf of everybody. There is a concept of Magdash HaManashi is Kapa Boch Avero. Let's say someone is b'chayiv to bring a korban because he took a neder, because whatever reason he did an avera, and he can't afford to bring the korban. So a neighbor of his can be mafrish the korban and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and tell the Kohanim, offer it on behalf of Pliny. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that such an institution exists. Magdish al Menashe is kapa boch avera. So the Gemara says, who's considered the bala korban? So the one is the bala korban, he did the hakdosh. The other one is the bala korban, he's the miskaper. So who's the bala korban for smicha? So the Gemara says the smicha, the miskaper does the smicha. Or who's the bala korban for tamura? Only the bala korban can make tamura. So that's the Gemara says. The Gemara has the shayla. The Gemara says, or who's the bala korban to be moisiv chaimish? If the bala hegdish is poided, so he has to be moisiv chaimish. Anybody else is poided, they just give carrot. But if the one who the Bailim is Paidet, then he's Moisil Chemish. Gemara has the Shad. Gemara says, Magdish Moisil Chemish and Miskaper Osatmur. Those two dinim we know. The Smicha is done by the Miskaper, not by the Magdish. And Tosefis Chemish depends on the Magdish. If I was Magdish on Menashe, he's Kapa Bechavero, and then it gets a moment, you want to be Paidet. So if the one who is Magdish is Paidet, he's Moisil Chemish. One on whose behalf it's brought, and they never brought it because it developed a mum before they shechted it. So then the one on whose behalf is brought would not be Moisef Chaimish if he's poided. He's not the Bala Korban for Tosefes Chaimish purposes. Magdish Moisef Chaimish and Miskaper Osa Tmura. And the Smicha, that the Gemara never had a Shaila, that for sure. Smicha is done by the one who is the Miskaper. He's the Bala Korban. So such a thing exists. Magdish Al Menashe is Kapar Haver. So the Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur means that Bez Nagodol has to bring it. But the whole tzibur gets the kapor. It's a korban tzibur. It's offered on behalf of the whole Kolal Yisrael. So this is the famous pshat from the Rogatchover. Woo! Fundamental machlokes of Rekivi Amishmal Kolat Torah Kula. But Issa Chefzi, Issa Gavra, Rav Soloveitchik would never say such a pshat. I didn't see it in the Tzofnes Paneach al Rambam. It probably does have it. You got to look. You have to know where to find things there. Because we don't have on this part of the Rambam, he never printed. But there's so much. I saw it in the collection of letters. That's called Shadis Tshuva stuff. It's not really Shadis Tshuva. He used to get many, many letters every day. People, all the yeshiva guys would ask him kashas, and they would send on a postcard, and they would send a double postcard. So when you received that, I remember years ago, it used to be in America, double postcards. So it's prepaid, the postage is prepaid. So I sent you a postcard and you read it and you rip it off on the perforation and then you send me back a response on the other half on the postcard that's prepaid, the postage prepaid. So that when they used to send things to the Rogatchover, they always used to send on the prepaid postcards. Otherwise, he would go broke if he would have to pay the postage and all the letters that he sent. So they put out a collection of letters that's called Shadis HaTshuva, the Sofnas Panach. It's not really what we would call Shadis HaTshuva. Most of it was in learning, talking and learning. That was the shtick that they had in all the yeshivas, that you have to try to stump the expert, send a kasha to the Rogatchover that he won't be able to answer. So Rabbi Gifter told over that he went to high school here, and then his uncle was Dean Zar. He was the dean of the yeshiva. in my time, he was Dean Zah, Shmuel Leib Zah, so he had learned in Telzi Yeshiva in Europe. So he convinced Rabbi Gifta to go to Europe. There was a whole group of Americans who wanted to learn a Mir Yeshiva, wanted to learn a Telzi Yeshiva. He convinced him that he should go to learn in Telzi Yeshiva. So he was learning Fani Masechtas, he was learning Krisis, and he had a murderous Kasha. So he asked all the older boys there, no one knew a Teretz. Then there was one expert, he was an expert on Krisis. He didn't know the Teretz. So they said he should send the Kasha to the Ragachava, going to stump the expert. So he sent it to the Ragachava, so he gets back the response, Loma Yatri Deni, what are you bothering me? He says, I and Taisus looking at Mesech, the Taisus asked your Kasha. So nobody remembered. The whole yeshiva tells you nobody remembered that there was a Taisus somewhere in Kotchim, some Faborf in the Taisus, the Taisus asked the Kasha. And they gave it Teretz. Okay. The daughter of the Ragachava was married here. He had a daughter who was married to a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And then after her father passed away, so the Nazis were starting up and they were already starting to kill Jews. So she was afraid that all of her father's writing will be lost. So she wanted to go back to Europe to save all of her father's ksavim. So people said, are you Meshuggah? You're going to get killed. The Nazis are killing all the Jews. Said she's going to be careful. The end of the story was she put together copies of letters that somehow they had. She put together this Shadus Shavit Sazpanech, and then she was killed by the Nazis. She never had any children. Yerushalmeich also only had one daughter, and the daughter was married and she never had children and she died. So he never had any descendants either. I think the Ragachava probably had another daughter, but who was not married to a rabbi. I think she was not, she became a communist later, I think. Those were very difficult times, huh?
Didn't they send the microfilms to America?
Yeah. Grandson? Yeah, yeah. That was someone else, yeah. There was a single Talmud Chacham who lived in Dvinsk, who used to learn with the Ragachava a lot. So he made a microfilm of everything that the Ragachava wrote on the side of the Gemara. Right? That wasn't the letters that he wrote. And then he sent it to his relatives in the Bronx, and then after many years, he started to print it. So he's still in the process of printing it. That's a ma'aseh from a long time ago. Okay, so that's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Where they say, Yuchla Tashor, Yushma Shor. So the Gemara asked two lines from the bottom. Ike Benayu, what is the Gemara saying? My Benayu, three lines from the bottom. My Benayu, what's the difference? Alocha Lamaisa. Well, the Yuchla Tashor Yushma Shor. Gemara gives an afkamina. Igdisha Nizik Ike Benayu. So Tosis writes Igdisha Nizik. They're really more afkaminas. You learn the sugya there, more nafkaminas. And then it says, if you look, Reish Perek Shosh Anogach Arbo V'chamisha. And Tosis, there's a misprint. Tosis says, Umili Tuva did Dorish. There's an extra Dalit. It should say, Mili Tuva, the Reish Perek Shosh Anogach Arbo V'chamisha. Not two Dalits. Should be one Dalit. The many, Mili Tuva, many different issues mentioned in the first daf in Parsha Nogach above Hamisha depend on whether you say Yuchla Tashor Yushma Shor. So Tosfos says that's the style in Gemara. A lot of times say my Benai Yikim Benai. They say one Nafkamina, they're really 10 Nafkaminas. Okay.
Why does everybody say there's a misprint?
Why?
What's the misprint?
It shouldn't be two Dalits. The Rashash corrects it. It's not the Dorish. It should say Mili Tuva Dereish Shosh Nogach above Hamisha. The first daf.
Nami
Kabinaya,
no? This
continues
on the next line.
Yeah.
So there are many things that
are
darshans.
Those are
also.
No, there's not drasha there. It's Reish Perik, Shoshanagra Habav Hamisha, Nami Kabinaya. They're more nafkaminas. Adachad Minaya Nokad. So it should say the Reish, not the Dorish. The Reish Perik, Shoshanagra Habav Hamisha, the first daf. The Gemara has more nafkaminas. So what is the nafkamina here? Let's see, we'll see the Gemara. Boy menei rovim rab nach. So yes, the shayla. What would you say, mechora mazik, the bal habehema, that was mazik, the nizik, the bal habehema, mechora mazik, the Rabbi Shmuel ma, what's the din? According to Rabbi Akiva, the behema doesn't belong to the mazik anymore, it belongs to the nizik. So the previous owner of the behema He can't sell. The din is migufo. The animal, he paid migufo, chatzi nezik migufo. So the animal no longer belongs to its original owner, belongs to the nezik. So the moicher cannot sell it. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it's, what is the Gemara's lashon? Bal choivu, zuzu de masik le. Migufo just means it's a ceiling, it's a limit. He doesn't have to pay the full chatzi nezik. He only pays chatzi nezik to the extent that the shorah mazik is of value. So if the shorah mazik is only worth $1,000 and the nezik is $3,000 and chatzi nezik is $1,500, so the owner of the mazik doesn't pay more than $1,000. You only pay migufo up until the point of migufo. But it's really balchovu zuzu de masikle. It's not yuchlat. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. But if the din would have been like Rabbi Shmuel, it would have been yusham hashor. He's a balchov zuzu de masik. So the Gemara has a shaila. What would Rabbi Shmuel say? Mechora mazik, according to Rabbi Shmuel Mahu. Would you say that if the mazik sells the behemah belongs to the nizik, the behemah belongs to the lekech, and the nizik cannot take it away from the lekech? Because the mazik had the right to sell it. It's his. Should I say, Kevin Amar Rabbi Shmuel, the last line of Amar, Kevin Amar Rabbi Shmuel, balchov hu bezuzu de masik le. Machur, because it's really his to sell. The whole din of migufa is just a limit, a maximum, it's a ceiling. You can never pay that much for chatzi nezik. You don't pay more than the value of the behemah. Oidulma, maybe I should say it's more than that. Even though Rabbi Shmuel doesn't believe in yuchla tashor, but maybe kevin the meshubet leili nizik, since there's a shibud nechosim, shibud aguf, for sure there is. Balchov, zuzuhu de masik le. There's a shibud aguf, and the owner of the mazik. But maybe there's a shibud nechosim also. Usually we say shibud nechosim is only on karka. There's no shibud nechosim on metalpon. But here the Chumash says, moches hashar chai b'chatzor is kaspoi. So maybe since the Torah declares it's a din of migufa, maybe included in migufa, migufa only means that it's a maximum. You never pay the full chatzi nezik, you only pay the value of the shor. It's a ceiling on how much he has to pay. But if I say no, migufa means that it's meshubad leil nizik, so lav kol kamine. Maybe the nizik has a right to, maybe there's a shiba nechosim on the shor amazik, and even though the owner of the shor amazik sold it to a lakeach, maybe since there's a shiba nechosim, let's say I lent somebody money, and then a milva bishtar. So milva balpeh, there's no shiba nechosim. You only go from Bnei Chorin. If you have a milva bishtar, you go from Nechosim Mishabadim. What do you mean Nechosim Mishabadim? Even if the loiva sells his karka to the lakeach, so the malva could go collect from the lakuchas. That's called collecting from Nechosim Mishabadim. So should I say over here by a shore tam shehizik, migufo? Migufo just means you don't even have to pay the full chatzi nezik. You only have to pay up until the value of the total value of the shor amazik. And maybe migufo includes a din that there's a shiba nechosim on the shor amazik. Even though the bala mazik, the owner, sold it to a lakeach, maybe the nizik has the right to go to the lakeach and take it away. Usually on metalpalim there is no shiba nechosim. But maybe over here that's included in the din of migufo. Given the meshubad leili nizik, lav kol kamineh, the malva had no right to sell it to the lakeach and to be mavriach it from the nizik. Or Malaysia, Nachman answers, Eina mocha, the mechira is not chal. Mechira is not chal. Means the nizik has the right to take away from the kuchas. How can you say that it's not chal? There's a beferish of Brisa that says the mechira is chal. Ibatanya mechara machur says beferish. Mechara machur means, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's yuchla tashor. So it's ashor sheinu shaloi. So the mocher, the owner of the mazik, cannot sell the behemah. So it must be the price is only aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, who holds yusham ashor. And it says mechara machur, that the lekech doesn't get it back, that the nizik cannot go to the lekech and take it away. Means that there is no shim nechosim on the shor. And for the Gemara, no, mechora machor. But the din is that there is a shim nechosim. Chayz v'goy vehu. The nizik does have a right to take it away from the lekech because there is a shim nechosim. For the Gemara, so what did you gain by writing on the brayse mechora machor? if the Nizik has the Rabbi Chamiyacha Shechoyz V'Gaveyu, if you tell me that's the din, that there is a Shiva Nechosim because of Migufo, and the Nizik has the right to take away from the Lukuches, just like in the middle of the Bishtar, you take away the Karka from the Lekeach. So Loma Mochur, or Lama Mochur, with respect to what is in Mochur, and for the Gemara Leradia. What does it mean, Leradia? So Rashi has a fantastic pshat over here. Rashi has a pshat based on the Gemara later. Where's the Gemara about a guy has a boat? I already forgot where the Gemara is. We once learned it. If I steal a boat from someone else, Tzadik Zayin, we'll take a look. Right, the top of Tzadik Zayin. Right. What does it say? The second line on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amin Aleph. Omer Rav Daniel Bar Rav Ketena Omer Rav. It says in the name of Rav. I stole someone else's Evit Knaini, and I make him do Malacha for me. So they had an institution of slavery. Lincoln came and he freed all the slaves, so we don't have it anymore. But there used to be, before Abraham Lincoln, there used to be slaves. And people who had a slave would rent out the use of the slave. You need a waiter because you're having a party. So I'll rent out my slave and I'll charge you $300 a day. And I'll tell you, my slave will do the work for you, and you'll pay me the money. So what's the din if I steal? I steal someone else's Evet Knaini, and I use him as a waiter in my party. He's doing all the work. So do I have to pay or not? Do I have to pay? Usually if I'm mishtamish in someone else's property, I have to pay for the use of his property. That's how I stole a guy's car. I stole something. I stole his horse, and I use it. So the Gemara thinks that you have to pay unless you have a Kenyan Geneva on it. If you have a Kenyan Geneva on it, then the Kenyan Geneva patas you from Tashmishim, because it's considered in a certain sense if it belongs to you. The Gana who makes a Kenyan Geneva has a Kenyan B'miktsas on the thing. What is the significance of the Kenyan B'miktsas? So this is one. This is one relevance. Usually you say, he has to make a Kenyan Geneva in order to be chayv and kefil. If he never made a Kenyan Geneva, then he's not going to be chayv and kefil. So the shaila is, what if I stole an Evet Knaini from someone else and I made a Kenyan Geneva? And do you say avodim nigzolim? There's a machlekes by the karka nigzolas, a karka eden nigzolas. Where is that machlekes? That's at the end of the Masichta. That's all the way at the end. Here. That's Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. 13 lines from the bottom. There's a Mishnah. Shot for Nohar. I moved over the fence and I stole a big chunk of someone else's farm. I stole this farm. And then it's flooded and it's destroyed. And it went down in value. So that one of the dinim is that a gazlan is chai b'yonsen. If he stole someone else's automobile and it got ruined, totally destroyed, then he can't do v'esha b'sagzela. The whole thing is totally destroyed. So then you're chai b'yonsen. Gazlan is chai b'yonsen. So what if he stole karka? Is he chai b'yonsen? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. It depends. If you hold karka nigzelis, a karka ain't a nigzelis. There's a machlokes hatanaim, which are the midrash hatarned reshes bam. So you have the brayser at Bishmai Loimer, but you give the midrash hatarned reshes bam. So three of them are klala prat, prat to klal, klala prat to klal. So the Gemara says Rebbe Akiva doesn't agree with Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Akiva was a Talmud of Nochum Ish Gamzu, and his tradition was that it's not klal prat prat to klal. It's ribi miut miut ribi, ribi miut ribi. What's the difference? Whether you call it this, you call it that. So the Gemara has a whole daf in Shavuos, in the beginning of Shavuos. If you hold it's ribi miut ribi, then you only mimayit one thing. If you say klal prat to klal, then it has to be dumi ma prat mevurish, has to be dumi da prat. So it'll happen af kamina. Sometimes when you have a few things mentioned in the middle, let's say pidyon abed, says that there's a klal prata klal. You don't have to do pinyan ben davka with cash. You can give shavah kesef, but there are certain things that you cannot use. So that's a machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. What can you not use? So because Rebbe holds miut ribui, miut ribui is only mimbayit. One thing is only mimbayit. The one that's most mistaber is shtoris. But according to the Chachamim, that you say klal prata klal, so you mimbayit all three: karka, avodim, and shtoris. So the same machlekes over here. You have a klal prata klal, which according to the Reb Lezer is a ribui miut ribui by gzela. If a person is chay basham gzelus, so if it's a ribi or miut v'ribi, they only memayit shtoris are not nixolim. And pidyon ben, you just can't use shtoris. But if you hold klal prata klal, then you memayit karka avodim and shtoris. Fine. So that's the machlokes. So the Mishnah holds that karka ain't a nixelus, so you're not chay biyonsin on the karka. The ganati b'chay biyonsin is only for karka nixelus. All the Tanaim agree, al pi pashas, there is a lav of gzela on karka, avodim, shtoris. They just argue whether nixolim, is there a kinyan gzela or not. So if there is a kinyan gzela, then you become a bishinui, and then you chay biyonsin. But if there's no kinyan gzela, then you're not koine bishinui. That's also gozal avodim hiskino. Amalo harish aloch lufanecha. Where's that? That's an earlier Mishnah in the Tzaddiks, I think. If he's still an Eved, and the Eved ages, I stole an Eved and I kept him for many years, and it looks totally different. Sometimes you haven't seen a person in 50 years. They seem later like a totally different person. So, is the Gazlan kind of the Eved Bishinoi? So, if you hold Avodim Nigzolim, so you can be kind of Bishinoi. If you hold Avodim Eden Nigzolim, we pass in Karka Avodim Mishtoros. All three are not Nigzolim, so then you're not kind of Bishinoi. So, in order to be Chai Beyonce, in order to be Chai Bekefel, in order to be kind of Bishinoi, you have to have nixolim. So Gemara says there, kuf yud zayin on the base on the bottom, going over to the top of kuf yud ches. So machlekes hatanaim, whether karka nixelus or karka ainen nixelus. Yeah. So nochamal. So where are we? Maybe excuse me for 1 minute. I'll be right back. So there is a machlokes hatanoim, whether karka nigzelus, whether avodim nigzolim.
Right.
Alav there is, al pi pashtus. There's a difficult tesis in the beginning of Perek Hazeh on Eshech. The tesis says if you hold karka and nigzelus, there's no lav at all. So the pashtus is not so. Both Rashi and the Rambam quote from the Sifro and the Sifrei. They both say the same thing. In connection with the pasuk of Lotzasik Bor Reachem and Achloscha Shotinchal, there's an Isar of Hasogas Gvuli and Lava. If he's still Karka in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to Loisignov or Loisigzol, it depends. Does a neighbor realize that I stole the Karka? Or the field is so big he doesn't even realize that I stole this Karka. So if he doesn't realize it, then I'm in violation of Loisignov. If he does realize that I stole it, I moved over the fence, then I'm in violation of Loisigzol. So in addition to the sigzo, if he's still karka in Eretz Yisrael, then you're also in violation of l'satzul goliachem arachalos chashatincha. So that's beferish. Rashi and the Rama both quote that sifra, the sifrei. It's both in Vayikra and in Chumash Devarim. It's in both. The Tosis is difficult. Tosis in the beginning of the Zohar Neshech says that if you hold karka in exilus, there's no lav at all. That's very difficult. The pashtus is this certainly is a lab. The whole machlokes hatanoim only is whether you have a kinyan gzela. Karka and gzelas means that there is a kinyan gzela. So where was the gemara again? Atoykev, what do you tell me? Tzadik zayin amir aleph. Atoykev be avdo shal chaver v'osa bo meloche. I steal someone else's evid. And I used it to do malachas. So if I use someone else's, if I would rent the evid from him to serve as the waiter, or to serve as the butler, whatever, to do the laundry for the day, I pay $300 a day for the use of the evid. Here I stole the evid. So he says, potter. Why is he potter? Potter means if you hold, there is a kin, if you hold, avodim nigzalim, there is a kinyan gzela. So what is the relevance of having a kinyan gzela? So one nafkemina ledina is ayichai beyonsin, and one nafkemina is ayichai nebishinoi. One nafkemina is vadeichai kefal. Fourth nafkemina, those are three nafkeminas, and the fourth nafkemina is ayipata from tashmishin. If I have a kinyan gzela on the thing, so I say I treat it as if it's mine. So just like when I wear my own clothes, if I rent the tuxedo from someone else, so I have to pay for the rental of the tuxedo. If I wear my own tuxedo, there's no one to pay it to. So the Gemara is assuming a din that if a ganav makes a kinyan gzela on a boat, on a tuxedo, on an automobile or something, if he has a kinyan gzela on it, then the kinyan gzela patas him from tashmishim. And if you don't have a kinyan gzela, then you chay b'tashmishim. So he says, atayka b'avdu shal chaver, is assuming that avodim on nigzalim. That Avodim on Exam, so he says, Yepoter. The Gemara said there's a discussion whether Avodim Hukshul the Karkois or not. We had it in the first parak. Shaila whether Avodim Hukshul the Karkois. And Tosis said the Gemara Shaila only was on Dinim the Rabbanon, on Dinim the Raisa. All the Tanaim agree Avodim Hukshul the Karkois. So that's the Gemara here is debating the issue whether Avodim Hukshul the Karkois or not. V'isalgadaitach Avodim Hukshul the Karkois. Amai potter, why is he potter from paying tashmishim? Bishusa de morikoi. If you hold avodim einem nigzalim, there's no kinyan zela, so there's nothing to potter me from paying the tashmishim. And for the Gemara, whatever, the Gemara works on that. So the Gemara said the same, what's the din? What does the Gemara say? Hatekev sinosu shel chaveirai.
Further down.
Further down, how far down?
End of the screen.
Two dots. It's not.
Right before it gets wine. Hod nochis la daita the agra, the first white line. Hod nochis la daita the gazel nusa. If I steal someone else, if I take someone else's boat, and nochis la daita the gazel nusa. So it's metaltalim. The boat is metaltalim. And he gets a tokim sinosur shel chaveira, so he gets a kinyan gzela. So if you have a kinyan gzela, you potter from paying tashmishim. But nochas la daita dagra, he didn't plan to steal it. He doesn't have a kinyan gzela, then he is chayv b'tashmishim. So that's where she learns over here in this gemara. How did Rashi say le radio? The short time is mazik another shor. So the Gemara says, if you are like Rabbi Akiva, the Yuchla Tashor, that the Nizik right away becomes a Shutif in the ownership of the Shor, Mamash Yuchla Tashor. So then the owner of the previous owner of the Mazik cannot sell Mechor Ein HaMach. He can't sell the Shor to a Lekeach. Ein HaMach, Dobesh Ein HaShaloi. The minute the Hezek was done, the ownership switches. Even before Gemar Din. That's going to be the long Tesis that goes from Amar Aleph Tom and Beis. The long Tesis is going to discuss that topic. After all, we pask in Palganiska Knossa, and a Knas doesn't exist unless you have a Gemar Din. So B'shas the Hezek, when the short time made the Hezek, there wasn't a Gemar Din yet. So how can you say that automatically it switches? But they prove from the Gemar that it does switch automatically. The Gemar beginning of Parashat Shanok and Chabor B'Hamisha says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you say, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, Yuchla Tashor, automatically the Nizik becomes a Shutif right away. Even before Hamad B'Din. That's what Tess is going to discuss, how can that be? But in Knesset there isn't even a Chiv Latzis Dei Shemaim to pay. Kozman, there is no Hamad B'Din. So should not only be Mikan Allah to discuss. So the Gemara says over here, there's a Braisa that says, Mechor HaMachur. If the previous owner of the Shor HaMazik sells the Shor HaMazik to a Lokeach, so the sale is valid. So the Gemara says, how can it be valid? What do you mean? And the Nizik can't collect? Gemara says, no, Chayz V'Gavehu. The Nizik can't collect because there is a Shiba Nechasim, and the Shor HaTam there is a Shiba Nechasim. So just like if the Loive sells the, if it's a Milva Bishtar, and the Shiba Nechasim, Milva Ped, there's no Shiba Nechasim. Because Leisli Kola, the Milva Bishtar, there is Shiba Nechasim. So if the Loive sells the Karka to the Lekuches, the Mava can collect from the Lekuches. So to over here, even though this is Metaltalim, Ashur is Metaltalim, and usually there's no Shem Nechasim on Metaltalim, but here the Torah says there is Shem Nechasim. You pay me Gufa. So there is Shem Nechasim, so therefore the Nizik has the right to collect from the Lekuches. He can collect from the Lekuches. So if he collects Chayz V'Gaveyu, so the Gemara asks on the third line, V'Chemiyachu, Chayz V'Gaveyu, since the Nizik has the right to collect from the Lekuches because there is a Shem Nechasim, like on Karka, if you have a Mobile Bishtar. So with respect to what do you say Mechor HaMachur? What's the relevance of saying, you should say Mechor Ein HaMachur. The Mechira doesn't accomplish anything because the Nizik can still collect from the Lekech. And the Gemara, Lama Machur, with respect to what did the Braisa mean Mechor HaMachur? And from the Gemara, Le'radya. What does it mean, Le'radya, Rashi? Shemcharash boy, the Rashi in the third line from the top. Shemcharash boy, lokeach, and a noisim demeach harisha le'nizik. The owner of the Shor HaMazik, the one who previously owned it, it belonged to him. And he, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he don't say yuchla tashor, and ain't on the moch adab shenu shalot. No, it's yusham ashor, he's a bachoiv, and zuzi the masik bay. He owes money, and the karka is meshubit. So let's say the loiva borrows money from the malva and he has karka which is meshubit, and then the loiva sells the karka to the lekuches. Is the sale chal? Yeah, the sale is chal, but the malva has a shim nechasim, he has a right to take it away. So the same thing over here, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a shim nechasim on the short tam. Migufa means there is shim nechasim, and the nizik has a right to collect from the lekuches. So with respect to what did we say in the Brais and Mechor HaMachur, that since the animal, the Shor HaMazik, did belong to its owner, he had the right to sell it to the Lekech. True, the Nizik has the right to come later and take it away from the Lekech, but if the Lekech used it to do Malacha with it, you don't say he has to pay. Like, HaTokiv Tzinasur Shol Chaveiroi, and he doesn't have a Kinyan Gzeila on it, if Nochas Hadai to the Gazel Nuz, he has a Kinyan Gzeila, so he's not chayv in tashmishim. If loy noches adai to the gazal nusa, then there's no kinyan zeila. So then he'll be mechuyev to pay for tashmishim. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Mechorai mochur. If the owner, the previous owner of the shor hamazik, of the shor tamshihizik, sells it to a lakeach, so that's a valid mechira. And if the Lekech used it to do Malacha, he's using Malacha with his own animal. So he doesn't have to pay for Tashmishim. If the din would have been like a Rav Akiva, da yuchlat hashor, the shor belongs to the nizik right away. As soon as the hesek occurs, the shor, ownership of the shor transfers automatically. The din hatar is that it goes to the nizik. So then the mocha had no right to sell it. The original owner, the previous owner of the shor amazik, had no right to sell it to lakech at all. This shor belongs to the nizik. So he had no right to sell it. So mechira is not chal. So of course the lakech used it to do radya will have to pay for the Dmei Tashmishim. That's the Gemara in Tzadik Zayin. If he has a Kenyan Gzela on it, then he doesn't have to pay. If he doesn't have a Kenyan Gzela and he uses it, then he has to pay for Tashmishim. So then the Gemara asked the Kashan. But the animal is metaltalim. Shma mina, do you mean to say that you're going to come up with a din lova if a person borrowed money? And the mother can collect from the lakuchas? No, there's only shim nechasim karka. There is no shim nechasim metaltalim. And for the Gemara, that distinction between karka and metaltalim, we had a Rashba earlier. So he, the Rashba said that distinction between karka and metaltalim is only mid the rabbanim. Minatar does make a difference, but the karka and metaltalim, and mid the rabbanim made a difference. Shiny hasam the command. Asai shiny hasam. By the short time, the command also applied to Gedamim. There is Shibin Chosim. Frag the Gemara, I, but also Abdu Apoitigi Mechor Bachov Gavmenu, Shor Apoitigi Ein Bachov Gavmenu. You can't make a Shibin Apoitigi Amitalklim. The Gemara said, no, that's only with the Rabbanan you can't Amitalklim, because Leis Lekola. And for the Gemara, Evid, my timer, why is it that there is a Shibin Chosim? If you made an Evid Apoitigi, why? Is there a Shim Nechasim? Shim De Islai Kola, Hai Nami, by the Shor, Tam Sheizik, came in the Nogach Kola Islai. The Turin Akhona Kola, everybody will call Turin Akhona. So the whole Takhona with the Rabbanon, to say that there's no Shim Nechasim Amatalplim, is only in a normal case. But if it's a Shor, Tam Sheizik, then the whole, there's no reason for the Takhona. The reason for the Takhona normally is that it's Le Islai Kola. But over here, Turin Akhona Kola, everyone's going to call it a Shor Sheizik, so. There will be Shim Nechasim on the shore. Fine. See, Tosis raises the issue. The Gemara seems they never made a Gemara din over here on the shore. The shore was Masik, and then the owner of the shore Masik sells it to a lakeach, and we say that there's already a Shim Nechasim. But by Knas, there isn't the Chiv Latzis De Shemaim before Hamad Bedin. So there was no Amara B'din over here. So what is Gemara saying that there's a Shib Nechasim? What's going on here? So Tosis says, normally that is true. There's not going to be a Shib Nechasim and a Knas until after Amara B'din. But there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Shem V'yayin, that if you knock out the Shem V'yayin of an Ebek Nain, he goes out L'cheiris. In the Chumash it says Shen or Ayin. If you knock out either the Shen or the Yayin of one of the Chavtal that Rosh Hivarim, okay? And the other exception to the rule is Shartam. So what's Shen V'Yayin? So if you knock out the Shen V'Yayin of an Eved Kenaini, he goes L'cheirus. Tosis quotes, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in Gittin, where the one is Yotze B'Shen V'Yayin, Tzorach Yet Shichur, or Ein Tzorach Yet Shichur. So it happens that Rabbi Kiva holds Tzorach Yet Shichur. Tosis quotes, Perk HaShalech Gittin Af Membeis. About the 8 lines from the end of the Tosis. So if you hold Tzorach Yet Shichur, so you can't say that the Eved Kenani is Yotze L'Cheiris after you have Amar B'Din, it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afrei, he was Yotze L'Cheiris from the very beginning. He's not Yotze, even after the Gemar Din, he's still not Yotze L'Cheiris. The Bezdin makes a Gemar Din that the owner of the Eved Kenani has to free him. So Kozman, he doesn't give the Get Shichur, it's not Chal. I'm going to give my wife a Get today, and the Get will be Chal. Ex post facto, as of a month ago. We had a fight a month ago, and I give her a get today, so we say the get is chal from the time that you had the fight. It's not that there is no such thing. So if you hold like Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that Hayetze B'Shen V'Yayin, Tzorach Yet Shichur, there are different opinions. Yes, no, and sometimes. One Tana says sometimes that the Shen V'Yayin is Mefurish in the Pasuk. That's Torah Shebichsav. So that you don't need Get Shichur. But the other Choftal and Rosh Eivorim, the tips of the fingers and the tips of the toes, those are 20, and the other four, so those are not Mefurishim Pasuk, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, so for those you do need Shtar Shichur. what is that all about? So if you go with this perspective of the Ragachover, which I would not be happy about, but that you can explain it. You can explain Torah Shebichsav changes the world. So Shem V'Yayin is Torah Shebichsav. You don't need a Shtach Shechor. The Torah changes the status of the Eved. The Torah changes the status. It becomes a Ben Chor and so get Shechor. But the Torah Shebal Peh, the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh is not as powerful as Torah Shebichsav. So the Torah Shebal Peh just says that you have to free him. So get Shechor. The Rashbo and Kiddushin in the first parak, when the Gemara writes, quotes this intermediate Shita, that Shem V'Yayin and Tzor get Shechor. And the other Chavtal the Rosh Avram Tzor get Shechor. So the Rashbo asks, how can you split? What do you mean from Shem Dibrei Seferim? But it's all Deraisa. How do you distinguish? So he says, no, the whole Tzor get Shechor is only made the Rabbanon, because all the Amaratzim know what it says. Everybody knows what it says in Chumash. Everybody knows what it says in Chumash, Shem V'Yayin. Not everybody knows all the drushes of the Tanoim of the Torah Shebal Peh. Maybe today that we all learn Chumash and Rashi, everybody knows even the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. But in the days of the Tanoim, that's when they were formulating all of these drushes. So the Rashba says, not everybody knows the din of the Choftal, the Rosh Evarim. So what will happen, you can visualize the scenario. The Odom will knock out one of the Choftal, the Rosh Evarim. The Eved will go free. Then the Odom will realize, people don't know this din, so he'll take back, he's still back the Eved and make him work for him, and no one will scream at the Odom because they never heard of the din. They just don't shame the eye. They don't know the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Pesach. In order to make sure that the Odom doesn't pull the fast one, some of the Rabbanon, they said, since it's only Torah Shabbat Pesach, not everybody's so familiar, so make sure you give him a Shtar Shichur, so there shouldn't be any pukim later on. But really, Mikra Adin, that's what the Rashba says. It's not that it's a compromise shita. It's only with the Rabbanon that you need the Shtar Shichur. But one could have learned, if you go along the lines of this funny idea from the Ragachov, you can say that's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav changes the mitzvahs in the world. The Eved goes free. So Tosfos raises this whole issue. Tosfos raises it because of the following. There is a Gemara later in Bava Kamma, in Merubah, Tosfos quotes from Daf Ayin Dalet. What if the Yodon, in the Chumash it says the Yodon either knocks out the Shen or the Yain. What if he does a double header? He knocks out his tooth and he knocks out another tooth. Or he knocks out the Shen, then he knocks out the Nayin. Or he knocks out the Nayin and he knocks out the Shen. So do you say he went free with the first Aver that he knocked out? And then when he knocks out the second Aver tomorrow, or an hour later, he's already a Ben Chorin from the first one. He's Yotze L'Cheris from the first one. So it says, L'chav she'er shalchena tachas eino, L'chav she'er shalchena tachas shinoi, V'lo tachas eino v'shino. If you knock out two Avarim, he already went free from the first one. When you knock out the second one, that's like a Ben Chorin, Reuben and Shimon. Had a fight, and Reuben knocks out Shimon's eyes. So you have to pay, Chayv l'chavera. So that whole idea, tachasena v'lo tachasena v'shinoi, tachashina v'lo tachashina v'yenoi, that's working on that pasuk that we made a drasha, tachasena v'lo tachasena v'shinoi, that seems to be teaching us that Shem behind Eved Kleini, it only goes by Eved Kleini. Eved Kleini goes free immediately. When you knock out the first Aver, he goes free. Then when you knock out the second Aver, there's a regular chayv b'chaveiro. So of course you have to pay. That's what the pasuk is telling you. It's yotzei l'cheres right away. So usually we have Tosfos, and usually we have a klal that in knas you have to have a hamad bedin. And before hamad bedin there isn't even a chiyuv lotzis de shamayim. We had that in the Gemara later. When the Tanoim knocked out the Shem V'Yayin of his Eved Kenani, and then he was going to free him, but he went and he said it in front of Bezin. So Rabbi Gamliel told them, Farfan, that the din is Shem V'Yayin is a knas. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel here, the first white line on Ayin Dalet on the base. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, Shisime Ein Avdo, Tevi Avdo, Vayisamech Simcha Gedoylo. He blinded his Eved Kleini, he's happy. A funny Gemara. Under the circumstances, he made him blind. Under the circumstances, he had Vayisamech Simcha Gedoylo, because now he's going to free him. But so the Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua tells him, Yate Desh Tevi Avdi Yotza L'Cher, Rabbi Gamliel says, I just knocked out my Yavik 9's eye, and he goes, Lacheris, Amalo, Loma, why is he going free? Amalo, Shazim, Esi, Eseno, Amalo, Ein, Bedavaracha, Klum, Shekvar, Ein, Lo, Eidim, O Yesh, Lo, Eidim, Chayiv. Gemara has the Shaila. The two versions of what he said to him. So one version is, Shekvar, Hoideso, he on the top of the next da. Avatanya, the top line on Ein Hem and Aleph, Amala Ein B'Davrachu Klum. Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Gamliel, he's not going to go free Shekvar Hoideisa, and Boide B'Knas is Pater, even though it's a Boide B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Eidim. So the question is, all right, Boide B'Knas is Pater. But even B'Balatzi Sadeisha, I'm not. There's no Chiv at all. So that's what the Gross says from this Gemara you see. Here the Hagros Hagro Aleph, Ein Dalet on the base. Shamina Mino, an Aleph, Shamina Mino, from this story you can infer, Daf Lotz is De Shamay, Main Tzorch Biknas, Belo Eidim, Yerushalmi. And Tais is there in Ksubis, quotes that Yerushalmi also. They interpret the Bablis as saying the same, there is no Machlegs Babli and Shami, they both say the same thing. There's a Babli in Ksubis says the same as that Yerushalmi. So you see from the Gemara, that freeing the Eved by Rosh Yevorim is a Knas, and Boidi by Knas Potter, and Afil by Balas is Dei Shemayim. Since he can't make a Gmar Din, so without a Gmar Din, Afil by Balas is Dei Shemayim. It does make sense to pay the Knas. So the Pashto says that whenever you have a Chiyav Knas, you need a Gmar Din, and the Chiyav should be Chal Mikar Al Habo. And over here we have two Gemaras that seem to imply that by Shen V'Yayin, and by Shortam, the first daf in Shoshanagach Abo v'Chamisha, and our Gemara, the Gemara says, when the Shortam is Mazik Migufa according to Rabbi Akiva, that they say Yuchla Tashor right away, it already belongs to the Nizik before Hamad Bedin. How can it be right away? But Madi B'Knas is Pater. So Tai says, if and when you make a Gemara then later, it'll turn out Igloy Muslim Freya that the ownership of the behemoth switched Mishasa Hezek, and it was already quite, that's if you all like Rabbi Akiva, all like Rabbi Shmuel, that is Yushim Ashur, it'll come out of Glod Muslim Afreya. There was always a Sheba Nechosim from the time of the Hezek, it was always Sheba Nechosim. So the Gemara has it been again to Shortam, our Gemara, Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Tchalam Afreya. Then the Gemara says Tachaseinu Velo Tachaseinu Vishino. Rabbi Akiva himself cannot hold like that, because Rabbi Akiva happens to hold in Git Mem Beis a Yetz B'Shen V'Yayin Tzorch Get Shichur. Not only a Chavtal Rosh Yevorim, even Shem V'Yayin. It's a real Din Deraisa. It's not a Din Medirabonim that he may pull a fast one. The Odin may pull Shtig. No, a real Din Deraisa, Tzorch Get Shichur. So if you hold Tzorch Get Shichur, you can't say it's Chalam Afreya. You can't say you give a Get Shichur today and the Cheres is Chalam Afreya. Doesn't make any sense. Can't be chal retroactively, so it's obviously it's only chal mikan al haba. But we don't. Tosfos says we don't really hold like that because we darshin later on in Perek Meruba lachavshiv shalchena tachas eino v'lo tachas eino b'shinoi. If simi eseino hipalashina b'simi eseino. So the first one is yotz l'cheres, and the second one is like choyvo v'chaver. You got to pay. So you see that. You need a Gemar Din because it's Knas, that's the Gemara Ein Dalet. But if they make the Gemar Din, it's going to be Gloni Milson Afreya. He was Yotze L'Cheres from the time I did the Chavola Rishayna on him. Then the Chavola Shnias got him a Chavola B'Chaver. So you got to pay. So you see, at least in the two cases, the case of Shendaya and the case of Shortam, in both cases of Knas, that after the Bezin will make the Gemar Din later, it'll be a Gloni Milson Afreya that the Din was always like that from the time of the Hezek. So Tais says, yeah, Tais holds these are the two exceptions to the rule. But it doesn't apply to all the other, let's say, Kefil, Dal, Vehe, Onis, Mavata, Motsi, Shemra, doesn't apply to them. There, the Knas will only be Mikana Lahabo. That's what Tais seems to hold. That's what Rabbi Kivegas says, why do you say like that? Maybe you should learn out from Shemi Ayin, Tachaseina, Tachashino. From there, you should establish a Mamatsino, that he's Yotze the Cheres from the first one. Then you chayv on the second one. So you see that every knas, after you make amar b'din, is chalam afreya. The chiv to pay the knas chalam afreya. Why did Tosfos hold that it's only on these two? The rule is that the knas is only chal mikan al haba. And there are two exceptions to the rule, asher tam migufo and yotze b'shem v'yayin. Maybe these are not exceptions to the rule. Maybe this is the rule. Learn out from this, but that's Rabbi Kaveger asked. Iluli she'eni kidai. If not for the fact that I'm not entitled to an opinion, he would have said, why did they restrict it only two exceptions to the rule? Learn out from Shem V'yayin v'lo tachaseinu v'shinoi, that in every case of knas, the chiv is chalam afreya. Okay, that's the shot. We mentioned, when we learned the first parak, we mentioned that the Me'iri has sort of a kasha against the Rambam. He doesn't really write it as a kasha, but he writes, for the Gemara it says one way, and the Rambam says not so. So he's sort of implying that the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara had a machlekes, a shor. What did the Gemara have? Shor hefker, shoharagas ha'odam, is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's chayv misa or not. So we pass in Yivachai Misa. But according to the Tane Rebuta, the Shor Hefke, Shor Gesodam, is not Chayiv Misa. Where was that? Memhei or something? Where was that Machlegis with the Shor Hamidbar? The Shor Hefke, Shor Hamidbar. Here it's a Mem Dalet on the base. Shor Hamidbar, Shor Hegdish. Gershem Beis Vein LeYoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shor Hamidbar Shor Heg Dushor Gershem Beis Vein LeYoshim. Potem Menam Misa Lefi Shein Lohem Bailam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's a Shor Hefker, it's not Chayiv Misa. Maybe also it's a punishment to the Balashor, like the Rambam wrote in Moreh Nevuchim. That was the Ramban's Kasha. Ramban at the end of Parshas Noches on the Rambam. How can the Rambam write in Moreh Nevuchim that the he give skila to the Shor Haniskol, Shor Hagas Adam. So the Rambam writes, it's a punishment to the Balashar. So the Ramban, how can he be punished in Balashar? We pass him like the Chachamim over here. They even show Hefke, Shor Hagas Adam is also Chayiv Misa. That was the Ramban's title. So the Ramban thinks that it's a punishment to the Shor, even though it's a behemoth. The behemoth have an upsechel to know not to kill a human being. Fine. So what is it? So the. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a shor hefker shor hagas ha'adam is not chayiv misa. So the Gemara has on the first very wide line, amem dalet amem beis tanya nami hochi yeser akeno am Rabbi Yehuda afilu nogach for the b'sof hignish nogach for the b'sof hifker. The shor belonged to me when it killed the person, and then later on I'm afkirid. So also, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on Shor Hefker, Shor Hagas Adam is Chayiv Misa. But if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, not only would you be potter if the Shor was Hefker at the time of the Hezek, even Nogach V'Chakach Hefker would also be potter. Achetehei, it says, V'Bavol V'Hemis, Achetehei Misa, V'Amad Ebdin, Shavikech. Freg the Gemara, the Mardin Loi Be'inan. It's enough if you have Misa, and Hamad Ebdin, Shavikech. Don't you need the Gemardin? What if he's mafka the shor after hamada b'din, before the gemar din? So the gemar ella emo. No, we said it wrong. Say it in the correct fashion. Misa hamada b'din a gemar din shav kechun. It has to belong to a person. That's a shaila and the rishonim, the same person, or it should belong to a bailam as opposed to hefker. So the Rambam, so the gemar only makes this statement within Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shor hefker shorg is potter from Misa. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara said earlier in the first parak, the end of the first parak, that Bashor Shehizik, there the din is, that let's say, Nogach V'chakach Hifkir, if the person was mafkirit later, so then Bashor Tam, you can't make, you have no right, Beznas a right to make a Gemara din. So the Rambam writes, so from the Rambam it sounds as if you mafke the animal after hamad bedin, if they mafke the animal after hamad bedin, he can't, the nizik cannot collect. So the rabbi asked, shouldn't the Rambam have written Ashatemisa hamad bedin or gemar bedin shavin kechot? You should need a gemar din also. The gemara Gemara corrected the statement. Ema say like this, that Misa v'amore b'din gemar din shavim kech. The Rama only quotes Misa v'amore b'din shavim kech, he leaves out gemar din. He's not against the Gemara. That's the Miri Seora and the Rama. Miri b'din and daf tez, and daf, where was it, and daf tezvav or something in the first pair. So we said, oh, Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's a difference. The Gemara picks on the Lashon of Misa v'amore b'din gemar din. Gemara is talking about Shor Shahar Gesa Adam. So horag is so odd, to give din in the fashas to the shore, for that you need a gmar din. So if the owner of the shore is mafke the behema before the gmar din, even after amar bedin, so then the shore is off the hook. But when you talk about shore shehizik, shore tam shehizik, true, if nogach v'achak achivkir before the amar bedin, you won't have to pay. You only pay if it still belongs to you b'shas amar bedin. But the Rama doesn't have to write Gemar Din as a separate stage. The Gemar Din is the Gemar of the Hamore B'din. The only time you say Gemar Din is a separate stage al Pidin is by Misa, by Malkus, where the Gemar Din is Mechadish the Chiyuv. Up until Gemar Din, there's Mamish no Chiyuv Misa at all. After the Gemar Din, that creates the Chiyuv Misa. But by Knas, even though the Din is if you Moida before Hamore B'din, but the Knas will be Potter from the Knas. But it's not still not the same. That's what Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say. Still not the same as Misa and Malkus. By Misa and Malkus, the Gemara Din is Mechadish the Chiyuv Misa and Malkus. So that's why the Gemara said, if you would have held like Rav Yudah, Shorhefker, Shorhagas, Odom is Potter, so not only Shorhefker, if it's a Shor Shel Ploini, was Hargas Odom, and then the owner is Mafke the Shor, after the Hamor Abedin, before the Gemara Din. So then the shor will be pot. Misa ugmar din shavim keechon. But with respect to a shor shehizik, that you have to have and a paganiska knosa, you have to have a gmar din. So he thought that's not a vort of a gmar din. That's yinira hamore bedin. That's the gmar of the hamore bedin. That is a separate thing. It's halacha that what we explained it. Rav Soloveitchik didn't say. That's what I added on. The knosa is an oinish. And an oinish that self-imposed is by definition not called an oinish. A person's going to commit suicide because he knows he's chayv skilo. Or he's going to give himself malka. So that's not called an oinish. An oinish has to be imposed by somebody else. So as long as Bezna makes a psak, you don't need a gemar din. The gemar calls it a separate thing. Gemar din, that's by misa and malkas, where the gemar din is needed to be mechadish tachir. But by knas, self-kosov knas is still not the same. Still not the same as Misa and Malkus. That Misa and Malkus, the Gemara Din of the Bezin is Mecharish Lechiv. But it's not Mecharish Lechiv, it's just that it shouldn't be, an Oynish has to, shouldn't be self-imposed. So you have to have a Gemara Din, but it's not Betoris Gemara Din, not that the Gemara Din is Mecharish Lechiv. You need a Gemara to the Hamor Abedin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was the Teretz to the Miri's Kasha on the Rambam. So we mentioned when we learned that Gemara in the first paragraph. Bochana Vassman has a whole essay on this topic. He quotes the Shin HaMukubetzes from the fourth parak in Ksubis, in Parak Narisha and Spatzah, where the Shin HaMukubetzes reads Pshat in the Gemara that even by Misa, it's not that when you make a Gemara Din by Misa, so we say the person is a Gavra Ktila, Vahorga and an Aragolov. But it's not that you need the Gemara Din to be Mechadish the Chi of Misa. So the Shittim Kabetzes proves in the Gemara that even by Misa and by Malkus, the Chiyuv Malkus and the Chiyuv Misa is there from the time he did the Avera. You don't really need the Gemara then to create the Chiyuv Misa, to create the Chiyuv Malkus. It's really all along there was, once he did the Avera, the Chiyuv Misa is already there. Chiyuv Malkus is already present. So that's what Rabbi Chana quoted such a Shittim Kabetzes, that's against this assumption of Rav Soloveitchik. But Rav Soloveitchik was assuming that it should be a chiluk between Malkus and Misa on the one hand, that you need Gemar Din to be Mechadish Techiv, as opposed to Knas, you don't need Gemar Din to be Mechadish, just the Maisa Hezek of knocking out the Shem V'yayin, or the Maisa Hezek by the Chatzin Nezek of the Shartam. Chatzin Nezek is Mechayiv to pay on the condition that there will be Ahamad Abedin, so it should be B'toris Onash. Then you don't have to have. They don't have to force him to pay. If he pays on his own, it's also good, because there was a psak of the bezin. So Again, so Taisus understood that there were only two knosses with a chiyuv knas. You need a hamad b'din. Once you have a hamad b'din, it's a gloy Muslim afreya that from the time of the hezek, the chiyuv, the pay was there. And Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't see. He says, I'm not entitled to an opinion. Not for the fact that lule she'eni could die, not for the fact that I'm not entitled to an opinion. I would have said that they're all the same. You learn out from Shem V'yayin that all the knosses are the same. That all you need is Amar B'din later, but then once you have Amar B'din, it's a glory Muslim Afreya, that Mishas HaHezek or Mishas HaGneva, whatever the case happens to be. Mishas HaHezek, there already was the Chiv. Okay, maybe we will stop here.
How does Rabbi Soloveitchik deal with Amar B'Knas? Current understanding.
Why is it a question?
Because if why would you be
part of
from being
more than? There are two dinim in Moed B'Knas. What's the din Moed B'Knas? V'chaka po'ed, Rabbi Shmuel. So one opinion is that Moed B'Knas pata just means you don't apply hadoas baldin kemeedim damim b'Knas. But it doesn't pata. So we don't pass like that. We pass kind of pata. How can it pata? It doesn't make any sense. So maybe what the problem is that you have to have a psak of a bezin. Bezin can only issue the psak if it's nizbara to them that the fellow did oinus amafata amotzi shemra. So if the fellow admits on his own, the bezin already has a birur, but they can't. That's not acceptable. So then edim come and they tell bezin what they already know. They already heard from the guy that he was minus amafata the girl. So when the edim come, edim chas v'chaka ba'edim, they're not telling bezin any information that they didn't know from before. So it was not nizbara, it's considered as if it was not nizbara to the bezin in the proper fashion. It was nizbara to the bezin when the guy admitted on his own. So then when the yadim come, they can't be mekabel yadim, it's irrelevant. They already know the story. But that's the question of the holidays. Why is Moed B'Knas v'chakach bo yadim potter? What kind of a strange din is it? So the Shiva says, hey, Moed B'Knas is a pata, a poiter. But it doesn't make any sense, a poiter. Maybe to soften the pella, maybe you have to say like that. Not that it's a poiter, but since the fellow was moiter, Bezin already knows the information. When Edom will come, they're not giving any new information to Bezin, so they can't be mekabli Edom. Can't be mekabli Edom, so it's a koidim amar b'din. So you can't no chiyuv knas.
People
tell me
this
knas
of people that have come stories.
Okay.
You said there's a chiyuv originally. The whole thing is a chiddush that you should have it all at the beginning.
Okay. But later on, sure, it didn't make a hezek. Later on, Bezin passed that he's responsible. So I say, Gloy Muslim Afred, the chiyuv knas was chal. Mishas a hezek, not just Mikan alapo.
Once Bezin was mechadish.
Yeah. On the condition. If Bezin will be give a psak that the guy has to pay, if there's no psak, Bezin ends his self-imposed owner, so it's not called an owner. But if on the condition that Bezin will issue a psak, there'll be Aiden, so then it'll be a glory Muslim Afreya, Mishas HaEzek. It was ready a chiv to free the Eved, there already was a chiv to pay the call the Niska.